You're listening to Morning Glory with Matty Johns.
Joey and Maddie, Festa King G, where comfort is king. Joey, big day for you on Sunday.
Yeah, don't forget to tune in to Channel 9 live coverage on Grand Final Day. It all starts at 1 p.m. on the Footy Show. You'll hear the NRLW Grand Final between the Roosters and the Broncos from 4 p.m. Then the big one, 7:30, Panthers take on the Storm. Live and free, and listen to Rabs, the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah. What about, Roddy Webby? Let's do this. Who wins and why?
Melbourne and with... It's not convincing, is it? Melbourne by four because they've got too many big guns, too much experience. As much as I'd like to see Penrith win purely for the storyline, I just can't see it happening. And I'm going to go Pappenhausen at $10 to be the Clive Churchill medalist.
I've gone Storm by eight, and it's exactly the same as you. They've got the big game template. They've got the best big game player just about we've ever seen. And I just the very fact that Joey said at the top of the show, the very fact that it's going to be a bit of a drizzle, a little bit wet, that will suit the storm.
They're talking about 40 km/h southerly on the Sunday. Again, it's going to be really windy, which then plays into Cameron Smith's long kicking game.
As I said, people, it's a little bit of a drizzle. we're not talking about Peter Volandi's hand shandies. I just like the Storm. I think they went. Joey, what about you?
I can't see the Storm getting beat. With the wet weather, they suffocate you. The long kicking game of Cameron Smith, they'll just put Penrith on the back foot. And then the attacking kicks of Jerome Hughes to Vunivalu. Vunivalu will be up against Mansour. I think there's a try or two in there. Low-scoring game, Storm by eight.
What do if Penrith, Joey, were to cause an upset, if we're talking about the afterwards and Penrith have won, what will you be saying?
Both their wingers, To'o and Mansour, have to run for over 200 metres because on the back of Cameron's kicking game, they work so hard the first couple of tackles of Storm, which keep the Penrith Panthers in their area and stops that roll. So it's a funny one. But for me, I think if the Penrith Panthers wingers have huge games, it gives them a massive chance.
And then I'm going to the Leagues Club to cover the colour of the celebrations.
Yes, there will be plenty of celebrations there. Hopefully this time they don't get robbed. I'm with you. What's really important, I reckon, Joey, for Penrith is that when they get out there early, they don't expend too much energy on their attack. Sometimes, you're going to a bullet gate and you look up, 20 minutes gone, it's still nil all. And one thing the Melbourne do, if Melbourne will attack their middle just relentlessly. I've gone first try scorer, I've gone Josh Addo-Carr, always a special. Joey?
Who did I go in the column, Sydney Morning Herald this morning? I went Vunivalu, didn't I?
He did Vunivalu.
Vunivalu.
Must have said it with a lot of... must have said it fairly decisively when you forgot about it.
My short-term memory's like...
Yeah. Joey? Clive Churchill medalist?
Munster. I think he's in for a big game.
Mm. Webby, what are you thinking? Is it your man?
Pappenhausen. $10.
I've gone Smith.
Brandon Smith?
Yes. No. No, Cameron. I just think...
Well, he should have won it 2 years ago, remember?
Yeah.
Like, 2 years ago when they gave it to Billy instead of Cameron.
Mm. Look, thank you for listening, everyone. No trucks in Goulston Gorge. Have a good weekend. Look forward to Sunday.